But Metzia, Peg Dalad, Mishnah Yud Aleph. We've gone through the Inyan Mavoinoah. We're going to go through an Inyan now, which is also improper in the context of sales. It's what's called, goes under the general term called Gnevas Das. Gnevas Das is not where Reuven misrepresents something and he sells it to Shimon. He has a car that the transmission is not working and he sells it off. He's able to soup up the engine in a way where he's able to sell it to Shimon as if it's a car that works perfectly fine. He represents it as such. That is flat out Gezel because he took Shimon's money under a pretense. Shimon didn't mean to buy a car of this type. It's a pure mekach tois, which is a lav deraisa, and it's worse than Oino. Oino, at least only the pricing is wrong over here. The whole mekach is betois. All the money that he have is mamish gezel biyoda. That's why there's no statute of limitations of Kadesh Yar Letaga like we discussed. There's a lesser level of wrongdoing in a sale, which means just that he was able to be Moshech Esohayin. He's able to get somebody to convince somebody. It's good marketing, but it's not Erlich. It's not straightforward. Is it Mamish HaMekach Toys? Did the person buy something that he thought he wasn't buying? No. Afilo Hochi, we call it Gnevas Das. Whether this issue is even Deraisa or Derabonon is a good question. Some Rishonim want to suggest it's like a Mitzvah Sheket Tircho. Others understand that no, it's Chazal's extra level of Zahirus in Erlich marketing. So the Mishnah starts the case like this. In Marvin Peris Peperis, mixing up two different types of Peris, where a storekeeper has supplier A and supplier B, and he mixes up the Peris from one from the other, afilu chadoshim b'chadoshim. Even where they're not, that one is poor quality. People buy apples, generally they don't necessarily go through every apple. What you do is you buy a whole bushel of apples. I'm not talking about somebody's buying five apples, he picks up one, two, three, four, five. He's taking a large canvas of apples, so generally what's in this stall, that's what he's going to get. He looks at it. He doesn't realize that the stuff is ma'uruv with stuff of shvach quality. We're not even talking about that. Even where it's chadoshim b'chadoshim, and there's really no difference in quality. However, he represented it as fruits from farm A, and he mixed in fruits from farm B. Harm done? Not really. Mekach tois? No. Pricing different? No. But it's just more appealing to the person who's buying it because of that. Ve'en tzorech loy mechadoshim b'yishonim. That's pashut. That's unfair marketing. Be'emes, Mishnah always uses the word be'emes, that this is something that's klar, it's a klal. B'yayin hitiru la'arav kosher b'rach. One is allowed to mix stronger wine with weaker wine, with neshu mashbicha over there. He's mixing different types of wine, but the point is to make a better product. But Mashengen mixing the apples is not a better product. All he's doing is he's Moshech HaSorayin, he's convincing somebody to buy because he thinks that's all from that farm. Ein Ma'arvin Shimre Yayin B'yayin. He's not allowed to mix the dregs of the wine that's left at the bottom of the barrel. B'yayin in another chavis. The Shmarim are only naturally part of the wine that it was from. But if you mix the shmarim from one wine together with the barrel, the other barrel of wine, that mixture already is not going to mix well. It's going to cause spoilage. Avol noisin lo shmarim. He's allowed to add the shmarim from that barrel of wine. That's a natural part of that wine. That goes together. Mishin esarv mayim biyenoi. Somebody whose wine is diluted. He has diluted with water. Loyim Kriyanu B'chanos, he's not allowed to sell it to customers because people think that it's being sold. Yayin B'loy Taruvus, Elam Ken Oidiyoy. L'chay, that should be more than Gnevas Das, that's proper Gzela, it's less wine. Mishnah adds a Chiddush, V'loy L'tagi, he's not allowed to sell to a merchant, to a store. Ava B'shadiyah, he informed him. She'eni El L'ramiz Boy, because the storekeeper is going to use that wine. If it's mixed well, he's going to fool his customers. You're setting him up to be able to be machshel others. Mokim shenogu lahato mayim b'yayin yatilu. However, in a place where the minig is taken to shtelavek the wine that way, that is allowed to do because that's the stomias, is that that's the way the wine is being sold. Mishnah Yud Beis. Hatagar, a merchant who buys from different farmers. Noitul mi'chomesh granois v'noisin l'teich magurach. He's allowed to buy from five different suppliers, and he puts it all into one big container, and people take from there, because that's the general assumption, is that that's the way it's going to be. So Meli is not fooling anybody. Michomish gitois v'noisin l'teich pitem echod. The same idea as taking tfu and putting it in a magura, which is a big container for selling retail tvua, is a gas, is what they is a press of wine. A pitom is also a big chovis from which people are going to buy. Ubavad shalo yehem iskaven la'arav. It shouldn't be that he's mixing different qualities together in order to dilute the inferior quality, because with that he's passing off inferior merchandise. Again, that'll be gneivas das. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, interesting halacha here. Rabbi Yehuda says that a storekeeper is going to use a promotional by giving out to the kids. So the kids are going to schlep their mothers to buy from that store because there are prizes there. He's giving out kloyes vegoizim to children because that'll bring the customers in. They shouldn't do that. It's unfair marketing. What exactly is that? Is he misrepresenting something? It's not halacha from Rabbi Yehuda. V'chom matirim, v'chom hold, no, that's marketing. V'lo yivchois es hashar, one is not allowed to drop drastically the price, which is an old technique of wholesale, is that they buy, and then they drop the price, and with that they beat the competition, you put the competition out of business, and then you can put the price back up. So memel, it's unfair marketing. The nature of this halacha is chazal determining that that's already not glat, that's already not yashrus. So Rabbi Yehuda held that aggressive marketing where it draws in customers, not because you have better qualities, that would be mutter, but you give a side thing, you give a freebie to schlep the customers in, that's also not okay. And now we say, listen, if you want, do a freebie yourself. And over here also, dropping the price, l'chayra is a shtickle aggressive marketing. Right now, if the prices are lower, it's better for customers, so you're allowed to do it. We can't be geyser on unfair competition from the marketing end if it's better for the clients, better for the customers. Lo yover es agrisin. One should not sift out, like breiro. Grisin is beans, like... With that, what he does is he pulls out a few bad ones, and that makes the whole thing look better, and it has a picture now of better quality stuff. The nature of regular grisim is that it has a certain amount of ones that are not high quality. And you know those are regular grisim, but if you get one collection where you look in the jar and it's only high quality stuff, then you know that everything is higher quality. So it creates a false impression. It's Gnevis Das. Divrei Abishol, Vachom Matir. They hold that's already not off. That's just representing in a glot the way what you have. Umoidim, the Chacham Mamoidim, Shalayova Me'alpi Maguri. You can't sift it off the top, because that is only to catch the eye. That's She'en El Goyne V'sa'ayin, and that's Gnevis Das. En Mefarchis in Loyas Ha'odom, one is not allowed to, we're talking here, they're selling Avodim. So what he does is, he dresses up the evidence in a way that makes his age lower and it makes his capabilities look higher. Again, window dressing in order to produce a better quality. It's not a better quality. You're trying to pass off poorer merchandise for a better quality thing. V'loyis ha-behema, v'loyis ha-kelem, and not... A behemoth could also be, you could polish the behemoth, you could represent something in a way that's misrepresentation of the quality, where it's not mekach tos, but it's gnevis das. Kalim one could do that, shine it, grease it, whatever it is. In every industry, do it today with cars. You take a used car and you put on an extra shine, and all of a sudden you don't see the age of the car. Nope. What the cutoff point in that is in terms of gnevis das, a good child. You want to sell a house and you cover over the chisroinus in the house with a little bit painting over here and a little bit lighting over there. What point is the cutoff of Gneivas Das? What's called a misrepresentation? And what's called just presenting what you actually have in the best favorable light? That's a shaila in each thing specifically, but the idea is what Vashteta on the Mishnah.